In his novel, Love in the Time of Cholera, Gabriel Garcia Marquez wrote that human beings are not born once and for all on the day their mothers give birth to them. Life obliges us over and over again to give birth to ourselves. Well, of course, we're still our old selves, but throughout life, it's true, we discover new aspects of who we are and new gifts that we have to give, to share. And I think that is what Marquez means by giving birth to ourselves. If anybody needs to stretch, you could give birth to yourself. It certainly happens when we're children. My husband, Christian, can't recall when he first started watching birds, but he does remember a day at boarding school. He was about 13, and he was studying next to a big window. That's always where he liked to study. And he elbowed one of his friends and said, "Look, look, look at that green woodpecker." And his friend said, "Christian, how do you do that? You're always finding cool birds." And he said it was at that moment that he became aware of his gift for observation in nature. And, well, he grew up, became a conservation biologist, and he's worked to protect and study rare and endangered species ever since. So these moments of awareness are special. They can have long-lasting impact. When I was 8 years old, I distinctly remember a sense of panic, not knowing what to do for a moment. My mom was on the phone, and her face was red, and her eyes were streaming. My sister and I looked at one another. We were used to looking after our little sisters, and so she took my mom's hand, and I ran outside to get Dad, and then Karen and I and Dad sat with Mom. And so I gave birth, and I think she did too, to a new self who suddenly, at 8 years old, realized that we could be a caring presence, even to adults. These moments of transition are where we get to know ourselves better. And as I've said already, children undergo these moments often. So we would like to honor those changes. And so first of all, I would like to invite leaders to find a spot in the aisle. We'll start have adventure leaders first, and seekers, questers, junior youth, and youth leaders. And then all children and youth, except for those who are bridging to adult, to young adult, please look for your group leaders and silently walk to where they are to form a line. And if there are any children who are part of We Care right now, you're welcome to join in the line. I know some of you have snuck into Martha's class sometimes. So as you're organizing yourselves, you can just continue to move into line. That would be great. I'd just share a little bit with what you've been up to this year. The adventurers and seekers have heard stories about and practiced ways of being kind and caring. The questers considered many tools that are offered by Unitarian Universalism to help you with life's challenges. And then both the adventurers and the questers had each their own age-appropriate version of the award-winning Our Whole Lives Sexuality Education Program, where they talked a great deal about bodies, relationships, and they practiced decision-making skills. Our junior youth group focused on learning about other faith groups and visited several other houses of worship. In so doing, I think they deepened their sense of who they are and perhaps who they are not, and how we can learn by exploring differences. Youth group members have participated and led a wide variety of activities, from games days to fundraisers for social action and something they call soul rounds, where they explore deep questions. But there's one other person I'd like to call forward and another transition I would like to acknowledge. Anna, are you coming forward? Some of you will have read or heard that my right-hand woman is leaving her position at the church at the end of the month. She tells me she's not leaving entirely. She will continue to participate here and at Capital Congregation as a congregant. To me, Anna's way of being encapsulates some advice that I read that Mahatma Gandhi wrote, that the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others. Her skills and gifts are many, from big picture thinking about how to best welcome families to detailed work of building user-friendly forms to coming up with creative activity ideas. She's done all this with great humility. We thank you for sharing your gifts with us, and we wish you well on your way. So now, children and youth, I'd like to invite you all, and Anna, and everyone, to take a deep breath in and just think for a moment about a change in your life this year. And take a deep breath out. And as we begin singing in a moment, I'll invite you to walk up the stairs and across the stage. Anna's going to lead you. She'll wait for you there. And we'll go through our arch of transition and then back to your seats. So everyone else, I invite you to remain seated as we sing three verses of "There is a River Flowing in My Soul." Wanted to acknowledge that I think children can be real catalysts for us to change, and that's one of the reasons I love working with them, because I think they're some of my best teachers. So thank you, children. And I think many of your leaders feel that way too. And I just want to emphasize the word many. There's several leaders listed in the order of service, and then in another place there's a list of the many people who have offered their love and care to children on Sundays. And at the picnic, I look forward to thanking you as well as I can for all you have given. Let's just fill our hearts with gratitude for a moment and take a deep breath in and out. So on to bridging. We've got a number of youth who are bridging to young adults, and I'm so glad that some of them could be here. Paloma, Maria, and Morgan, would you make your way forward, please? So the first thing that I want to say is that I think each of you is beautiful. And you are worthy. And you are on the cusp of newness. It's an exciting place to be, but it can also be scary. As you go along, there will be ups and downs. There will be splendor and ordinariness. There will be calm and chaos. There will be transition. People will be asking, and have probably already asked, what's your plan? What are you going to do now? What are you going to do with your life? I've probably even asked that. But I'd like to suggest another question, one that feels more appropriate, especially here at the church. And that question is inspired by the fact that we are not human doings, we are human beings. So the question is, how do you want to be? How do you want to be in this world so that you feel good about yourself and good about how you treat others and our earth? How will you maintain the way you want to be in the world in the face of a busy life, in a culture that is preoccupied with doing rather than being? What will help you feel balanced and whole? What is it to be balanced and whole? How do you want to be? The youth have a few words that they'll share. Maria, why don't all three of you come forward to the mic, or I'll spin the mic around.
I want to be open and accepting of others. Knowing our 7 UU principles and taking part in the OWL program has helped me do that. I have grown up feeling completely accepted in this community.
I want to continue to grow into selfhood, to use the gifts I've been given to both empower others and challenge myself. I thank the UU community for affirming my place in this world and ever-growing commitment to service.
I want to listen and be kind. I feel like I have been treated that way at this church, and it has inspired me.
These young adults are clearly striving to be their best selves. So crossing this bridge from youth to young adult is an enormous thing, and each, in your own way, has told us that you've grown roots here. Please know that the soil here will continue to nurture you, and that we want you to fly. So to create a bridge that symbolizes just how much we care about you, I've invited several symbols of congregational support to form the bridge. So if you know who you are, please come forward and I'll just tell a little bit about your symbolic selves. We have a parent, Robin Van Gessel, who is here to remind you that your parents love and support you. They are your primary educators. And she happens also to be the parent of a bridging youth who couldn't make it. We have an OWL leader and a children's program leader, Ryan, who is here to remind you that this is a place to explore best ways of being and that by being informed, it enhances your power of choice. We have a worship leader and mentor, Liz, who has helped you develop some services and witnessed you blossom and grow. We have an inspiration for social action, Lisa, who reminds you that we are agents of change. We have a community dinner cook, Susan, who reminds you that this is a place of nourishment. We have a board member the board supports the children and youth program from behind. And she's a reminder that the congregation will continue to be here for you and that you are always welcome. We also have a fan of conferences and outreach to other congregations. And Kimberly stands here to remind you that wherever you go in the world, The wider UU community has its arms outstretched for you. On the other side of the arch are the youth group leaders who stand ready to welcome you to their world of young adult with a chalice or a chalice necklace and a book that we hope will help light your way. Each of you who has formed this arch and who is sitting in the sanctuary today is appreciated. Gemma Tarling, another bridging youth who couldn't make it, wrote to say that this sacred place has made a huge difference to my life. Thank you all. So Maria, Morgan, and Paloma, in a moment you'll walk through this arch of transition. Farrell and Anna, who represent the rootedness of this church and the spreading of wings, are going to sing for you. Take a deep breath in. And as you breathe out, know that you are going to fly.
Roots and wings. You can have everything. You can know where you're from. Still wanna fly. 2 feet on the ground. 2 hands in the sky. You can have roots and wings at the same time. At the same time.
Choices I've got to make.
You can have roots and wings at the same time.